Like you said, my name is Rob. I'm one of the major system administrators, along with quite a few people in this front row over here. I speak very quickly, so if I speak too quickly for people to understand me, just raise your hand or throw something at me or anything like that.
Preferably a laptop.
Yeah, throw laptops. I really don't like my laptop that much, so I would love a Mac specifically. So basically what this is if you know how to log in as root and do stuff, this is going to be really boring for you. This is a very high-level overview of how the server cluster works, because a lot of people don't know how many servers are involved and don't know that it's like 350 servers run this. In retrospect, that's not that many servers for a project this size. I was not involved in optimizing how that's set up, but the guys that were did a really good job, because the fact that we can run what is now the number 5, I guess, today instead of number 4, ComScore-rated website with 350 servers is a very big deal. It's really good. So this is just basically an overview of the infrastructure of the servers, how they tend to interact with one another, and a very brief glimpse of what we use software-wise to run those servers. Operations personnel is kind of interesting. We went from having 4 to 5 people to having 15 people able to log into the servers and do things in the last 2 years. So our growth has been huge. Most companies tend to have a development staff and an operations staff. We are very different. We have an operations staff and a development staff that does operations anyway. So we're never, ever going to get to the point where we're so professional that our dev people don't log in and do things. So Brian, who technically should never log into a server and push changes, has to do that on an almost daily basis. So we're very nebulous in our department. It's a very flat organization. But like I said, we used to have 5 users logging in, or 60 people. Now we have 16 users, 10 of which have full root access. And if you don't know Linux, that means they can do anything. So just like we try and assume good faith in terms of people editing Wikipedia, we do the same thing with our root. While we do have only 10, that's a very powerful number. Any one of those 10 people could take the entire site down. So it's a big deal. Most of them are, so no one crash Wikipedia, please, because our internet keeps going up and down a little bit, and there is an on-call person, but he can't help me until 2 p.m. local time, so we're actually right now, we have, as far as data centers go, we have 4 different data centers. 2 are in Tampa, and 2 are in the Netherlands, Amsterdam area. I say that because if I say just Amsterdam, Mark will throw something at me. So, but we're also this year building out a new data center because we'd like to have it so if a hurricane hits Florida, Wikipedia doesn't go away. So that's what we're doing. The initial servers were in Florida and Tampa specifically because that's where Jimmy lived. So when he started this whole thing, he wanted the servers where he could drive over and fix them, and that's why they're in Tampa. But like I said, internet access in Tampa is not great. If you guys know U.S. geography, Tampa's in Florida is this little corner of the U.S. where internet's not fantastic. You can't get good rates. You can't get peering. So we're going to be moving away from that. And we're actually going to go into Ashburn, Virginia, where there's a lot of peering. And we don't have to worry about hurricanes wiping out all of Wikipedia. So, I mean, that's kind of worrisome right now. And it's not that the servers would be damaged, but, again, it's in Florida. So internet goes down in Florida due to a hurricane, and Wikipedia is offline, which would cause a lot of heartache. More specifically, and what's a little more special, in Amsterdam and the surrounding area, we have 2 data center build-outs. One is in Kennisnet, and Mark actually set that up, where we don't actually pay for any of our internet access. We pay for our long-haul fiber between 2 sites, but our entirety of all of the caching servers is donated, in-kind bandwidth donations. And that's a very big deal because that would be very expensive otherwise. We push a lot of traffic, and it's a big deal. So that's Mark over there, and I always want to point out that he got those deals done, and it's a very big deal. So right now, exactly, clap for the guy. He has to do a lot of work to get those to work. And right now we're there in 2 different data centers, one in KNAMS and another one in our other location where all our actual servers and associated kit are. Daily operations, people ask me what I do all day. Unfortunately, it involves Bugzilla all the time. But I do not do software development. Operations and not software development right now. 3 of us tend to be primarily ops. But, of course, all the development staff help. Fred, who is not here, myself, and Mark. But Mark also does development, of course, because he writes our load balancing software. So just Fred and I don't do any software writing. Most of that is Bugzilla. I would easily say 80% of every day is spent in Bugzilla. I do try and get all of those requests, but I apologize, I'm just one person. So we do a lot of inventory management. Again, we have 350 servers. We are a nonprofit, so all of those have to be accounted for and depreciated, and every dollar spent has to be accounted for, because at the end of the year, we have to put out our nice little thing saying, this is how we spent all the money you guys gave us. So that's a big deal, and that takes up about, I'd say, 2 months of my time every year spent on just asset management. So it's a pretty big deal. Other than that, it's just normal data center ops. If anyone's ever worked with computers, you know they break all the time. So I'm constantly down in the data center fixing things, or doing remote management and fixing things, or not doing it and having Domos do it instead because I didn't feel like it. Bugzilla is our primary site. I put up all the URLs. So anytime you have a site request and let's say you need a localization or a logo changed, everything goes through Bugzilla. So this is our primary entry point for any problems you have. By all means, if you guys start having site requests, use Bugzilla. Don't just PM people and ask, but be very concise, because the less accurate you are in your bug request, the longer it's going to take to take effect. And even if you are really, really accurate, it still might take a while to take effect. But that's pretty much what we do most of the time, that and the repairs. It's a lot of text that, unfortunately, I didn't take out and you don't need to worry about. What's coming up is our new deployment in Ashburn. That's a very big deal. We're going to build out the entire new data center, so our primary center will be able to run all of Wikipedia out of this new data center. To give an idea of what kind of work that is, it's going to take about four of us a month solid to build it out and do it right. So sometime this next year, hopefully that'll mean much more backup and reliability. I'll be honest, if we have a problem, we only have one site to host out of. Now we'll have two sites, so hopefully that means less downtime in the event of power outages and that kind of thing. Because if we have a power outage now in one site, it could take down of all Wikipedia until that power outage is resolved. So that's going to be a very big deal, and that's donation-driven, so keep giving us money. That's not important. Inventory management, like I said, go ahead. No. The question was, in case anyone couldn't hear, how our replication and our backup system is set up. And that's a good question that I'm very embarrassed to answer. And Brian has that smile that's saying, don't give away too much information because it's pretty pathetic.
Excuse me. Could you repeat the question for the people who's translating?
I'll repeat it real quick. The question was, do we have all our data replicated at every one of our four data center sites? And the answer to that is a resounding no, we do not. Our data is primarily housed out of our Tampa sites. All our databases are in Tampa sites. All our live databases are in Tampa sites. Now, however, every database has at least... our primary, I'm not done yet, has at least two other slave databases doing the same thing. And at the end of this, Domas is going to interrupt me, and he should, because he's actually our DBA. Then in Amsterdam, we have our tool server databases, which are a backup of that. However, if Tampa went dark today, it would be a scramble. And that's what we're trying to negate with this new Ashburn build-out. But go ahead, Domas.
Yeah, so that kind of is one of those four data centers.
Sorry.
What he said was, is our KennisNet location is actually only peering and networking. We do not host any of our cluster out of that data center. So of those four, only three of them have our actual servers for hosting Wikipedia. And of those three, one of them, the one in ESAMS, which is in Netherlands, is not anything other than tool server, and it is caching. It is not a primary data center build out. So we do not keep live, up-to-date, accessible to the cluster databases. So unfortunately, all our primary databases exist in one building in Tampa, Florida, which is bad, and that's what we're currently scrambling to try and fix, because now we're to the point, once you get above number 10 on ComScore, you really need to not have downtime, even though, as Domas constantly says, and he's right, it used to be our most profitable thing, because I'm not sure if you guys remember, but it would say, our servers are down, but we'd still have a nice little we're a nonprofit donate kind of thing right on there. But we're trying to negate that now, because we do not want to have one point of failure, and we're honestly past that point. So we're going to move past that, but it's a good question. Inventory management, like I said, we run this whole site off of approximately 350 servers. If anybody here is in technology and has looked, I'm sure Domas could tell us how many servers run Facebook, you know. I'm sure it's more than 350, though, you know.
People, please, could be better if the questions we have at the end of the presentation to keep an organized.
Okay, well, if anyone has any questions, let me know at the end. But if I talk too quickly or I'm not clear, still raise your hand because I do whenever you want. So you can go on there and you can go and you can see our graph information, our hits per second, and everything like that. That's all public. We're very transparent as far as that's concerned. So, but it is an impressive number when you think about it. That's per second. So that's a lot of information coming through. And that is wrong. We are not number four today. We're only number five. So I need, you know, we're not quite as popular today as we were 2 months ago. But, you know, still. Is it Facebook? Did they push us down? Yeah, so it's like Facebook, MSN, Yahoo, and Google. And they're the only ones higher up on the internet than Wikipedia at this time in its projects. So that's pretty cool because they all have millions upon millions of dollars and our brain budget is nowhere near what they pay. So that and, which is also cool, in our data center, other than our switches, but as far as our software goes and our operating system, everything is open source, which I really didn't like when I first took the job and wanted to use certain closed source things, but now I'm used to it. But everything in the cluster is open source in terms of software if we can help it, which is a pretty big deal. Really quick, this is just kind of a breakdown on how our system works versus how a traditional system works. A traditional website, if you want to go out and get your own website or you want to set up your own MediaWiki install, you just need one server. It needs to run MySQL and it needs to run Apache with PHP and whatnot involved, but it's really a two-step process. And that doesn't work for us because we have way too many requests per second. So what we have is we really have kind of a, and again, if you know servers, you realize I'm grossly oversimplifying this, grossly. And if it's wrong, because I think Domas is looking at me funny, I stole this directly from Brian Vibber's presentation 6 months ago. So Brian was wrong, not me. The first thing, when you guys hit, if you are not logged in, you never actually hit any service past the caching layer. This is what makes it so we can push so many requests per second. And when we do upgrades to this, it becomes noticeable because then the site breaks. Caching is very important. And I will actually point out Mark again because he wrote the software that uses our cache load balancing. And so we do our load balancing with, we have four load balancing servers. Not all of them are used at the same time. And it loads all our traffic across the cluster. So it's a pretty big deal. But we currently have these caching servers in both Amsterdam and Tampa. We're looking at putting one in California. These are the ones we used to have in South Korea. These are the caching servers. They don't actually have databases. These are just hitting it and grabbing the information and rendering it and then storing it. So every time you go to the website, you don't have to re-render all that information. Because if we did, the site would be horrendously slow just from the front page. So the caching just means that we hit the database once until the page changes. It's good, it's rendered, and we don't have to worry about it. So what happens is anytime you hit the caching service, if the page has changed or it hasn't been cached, it goes back and hits Apache. If you were running your own MediaWiki installation on your own, you're not going to have that caching layer. But that's what makes it so we can have so many people hitting our website and only run it on a limited number of servers like we do. After that is Apache, which is only in Tampa. We actually don't have any rendering servers anywhere else, unless it changed in the last week and I didn't know about it. These will, of course, be in Ashburn, Virginia, when we move there. Behind that is Memcached, which, as Domas tells me, Facebook runs primarily on that at this point. So we currently run these on our Apache servers. Basically, what Memcached is it's a stopgap measure between Apache hitting MySQL directly each time and just hitting Memcached is kind of a database caching server, to dumb it down quite a bit, that lets it so we don't have to hit our database servers each time. So it's really a four-tiered approach. And then the very back is our MySQL servers, which I'd love to say I understand completely, but that's what we have Domas for. We have 30, Domas? About 30 database servers? Yeah, so all of Wikipedia, it's split off into four. It used to be three clusters. Now it's four clusters. I'm looking at Brian or Domas, and neither one of them is giving me any information. Four? Okay. We have four different databases. One of those is English Wikipedia, and then everything breaks out after that. It's no longer the case where it used to be everything added up still wasn't quite the size of English Wikipedia. We've finally gone past that barrier. But this is not quite correct, but mostly correct. S2, 19 are the largest wikis, and then 3 and 4 are for the other 750 wikis. So that just gives you a snapshot kind of how huge English Wikipedia is compared to the others. But again, the others are growing much faster, because it used to be we only had 3 clusters, and English Wikipedia was, when I first started, larger than all of the other ones combined. So at least the other languages are catching up at this point. This is interesting geekery. Everything runs on Ubuntu if we can help it, which is what most of the servers are on. Some people are very interested in that. We do our own packaging for it. So if I have to go and reinstall a server, honestly, thanks to other people setting it up, I have to do 3 things, and our Apache server's online, or Squid caching servers online. It's very streamlined, so we can do everything on 350 servers instead of doing everything from scratch every time. And bringing a new Apache server online isn't a 3-day process. It's honestly 15 minutes. So if a server breaks and I have to replace it from scratch, we can usually bring one on in about 15 minutes, and that's due to a lot of groundwork by people other than me. I just take advantage of their groundwork. So that's not interesting. That's the one that Domas is going to hate. MySQL, we run a couple different versions of MySQL, and then separate from MySQL, we have quite a few servers that run nothing but our image caching servers, which is now getting larger and larger and larger, but I don't remember because I lost the notes when I imported it to Keynote. Brian, do you remember how large our image? Because I thought that was an interesting number.
A few terabytes.
Just a few terabytes. Yeah, so we have a couple terabytes of image data, which is growing because people are putting more and more image in. It's not just text. The thing that I'm going to go in through now is just kind of the neat utilities you guys can see, so you can kind of see what's behind the scenes and what's going on with us. We do use Nagios as our primary. It lets us know when servers are down. If you're in our chat channels in IRC, you'll see Nagios flap and show when servers are down or up. The URL is up there. It is open, so at any time people can go online and see of our however many servers, how many are online, how many aren't, what's going on with them. It's kind of neat. More neat tool is you can definitely see, especially when we do things like central site notice, what kind of effect that has on the servers. We have what's called ganglia, and that shows all the stats, how much memory is being used in each server, how many CPUs are each server. So if you ever feel like being slightly nerdy and going in there and seeing what's going on with everything, that does show everything that's going on. This is a newer tool that Mark set up for us called Taurus. Right now, it's not monitoring everything, but it does do SNMP caching, so we can see how much power we're drawing for one rack or how much data is being sent through a certain switch. So this is a little more in-depth than ganglia, and you can't just stumble through it quite as well, but it is interesting information for people who are curious about that kind of thing. Rack tables is what we use to do our current data center thing. If there are any extension programmers in the audience, we're trying to replace this, so by all means, talk to me. We're trying to do a new app to do this. But this is basically what we have to track, the $1 million of inventory that we have in server hardware. So it's not great, but it gets the job done. The main thing that we use is Wikitech. That is our all-encompassing, how do we do things on the servers? How do you bring things online? This is our documentation. It's not super interesting to everybody, but if you ever kind of wondered how we're doing things, how we're setting things up, this is supposed to be our one stop, and this actually exists outside the cluster, so in case it ever goes down, we can still get our documentation and bring things back online. I actually only thought I had a half hour, and I was going to give like 15 minutes to talk, questions or whatever, so I'm at my last slide, unfortunately. How much time do I have left? A lot, right? Yeah.
You can listen in English here.
Okay. Someone asking in Spanish. Okay. I actually don't have a whole lot more else to go on, so if anyone has any questions, by all means.
Which is the most used, or if you use more than one Linux distribution for the servers?
Which Linux solution? Was that the question? Mm-hmm. Well, right now, the servers were before. And just in case anyone didn't hear, the question was, what distributions of Linux do we use? Before, we used to use a mix of a bunch of them. We did Fedora Core, and we've slowly been moving away from that. And at this point, there are no Apache servers, no Squid servers, and I think that's the only thing I can go through. I can't really say anything else. They're all Ubuntu. Hopefully, within the next 6 months, I said this at last Wikimania too. we will be out of everything but Ubuntu because we want to run the same version of Ubuntu across all servers. That way when there's a security patch, it's very easy to just fix it and move forward. But Ubuntu is our current, actually Ubuntu 8.04 is our current deployment for all our servers. For future two, we will move up to another version of Ubuntu if we ever need to. However, we try and stick to the LTS, the long-term support versions.
Hi. Well, thank you for the presentation. It's been great. What's the hit rate for Squid?
That's that 80,000 requests per second.
And out of a total what?
Hit miss. Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. Does Mark? Just in case anyone couldn't hear that, I'm just going to repeat what he said since I have the microphone. It's 98% for images and around 99% for articles.
Well, and you are using, are you planning to move to Varnish instead of Squid, or you are happy with Squid?
That's a loaded question. that's really, Mark should field that more than anything.
At Varnish, but right now we're pretty happy with Squid. It's working, and at some point we may migrate to it if Squid does not offer the performance and flexibility we need.
Luckily with Squid at this point, though, Mark is the one that maintains the packages and whatnot from an operation standpoint. We have Squid down pat, so if there's a problem with the Squid server, I can literally spin one up in a couple minutes to replace it. So we really have that configuration set really well. So I personally am very nervous about moving to Varnish because then we'd have to, you know, redo all of that. But I know Mark will handle it, so I don't have to. So that's the nice part. I think some people had questions back there.
Are you currently considering or would you be capable of using third-party content delivery networks like Akamai or something? Just beside the philosophical questions, would it be technically possible for you to accept these infrastructure for making delivery faster, better, stronger, whatever?
I can answer that from my point of view. Again, that's more of a Mark question, but that's okay. That's why I told him he had to be here. We have talked to Akamai in the past. And at this point, we just haven't moved towards it. I know there are some technical hurdles because we do invalidate our own cache and whatnot. But right now, as far as I know, we're quite comfortable with maintaining our own caching network. And as far as I know, there are no plans for us to move to anybody else for that. We do want to build out more caching data centers. In fact, we're looking, now that we have a whole fundraising team and a business development team, we are seeking out grants and funding to be able to build out specifically, you know, go to one business in one country and they want us to build out a caching center. We're more than happy to build out a caching center if it's worthwhile. But at this time, we have no plans to go with Akamai. I'm looking over at Mark and he's nodding his head no that I'm wrong, so I'm guessing I'm correct in that. Any other questions?
Yes. Hi. Here.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
My question is, are you doing data from the MySQL? Are you replicating it? To create a clustering, and if you are creating a replication from MySQL, which software are you using?
Domas is going to have to correct me if I'm wrong on this. Currently with MySQL, we are doing, every server has at least, we have one primary cluster, one primary server for each cluster, and then two to three slave servers for every cluster. And as far as I know, everything is MySQL, and we don't actually go anywhere outside of that software. Does that answer the question? Was that okay?
Okay. Any other question, please? There is time for several questions. Okay.
There's a question. Okay. What about the future? The spending in new hardware. Is there anything planned, or what is planned?
Oh yeah, there's a lot. I will say this: this is my first year in which I was deeply involved in the, unfortunately, in the budgeting process, and I'm not sure if those numbers are public. I can't really give them out. What did we spend last year, though? Because that is public.
I forget.
Yeah, it was like just under $1 million for CapEx, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I think it's somewhere from 50 to 100% larger this year.
Yeah, Yes, so the question was how much money are we spending in CapEx, and our current capital expenditure for servers this year, last year it was just under $1 million, this year it's about 50 to 100% larger than that, and that is not including our new data center build-out. So we're spending at least $1 million to keep up with just the growth trend for Wikipedia. We're spending at least $1 million and not counting our new data center build-out, which will be probably around another $1 million. So it's a lot of money. Cole's holding up too. I guess I don't remember what number I gave you. I've been dealing with way too many budget numbers at this point. But yes, we have to. I mean, just granted, our growth now isn't what it used to be. And back before I started, I know we had the problem where we had to build in growth as it occurred. Now, luckily, everybody on the budgeting kind of has a really good idea of what our growth is, and we're able to predict that ahead of time. Last year, we did our first purchase of Apache servers before the site capacity was overloaded. So that was a big deal. It was the first time that happened in the history. So, but yeah, we are spending well over $1 million this year just to keep up with the site growth.
Yeah, it's basically a combination overall of keeping up with growth just to have enough space and enough CPU power, and then also making sure that we have more headroom available, more spare capacity, and also more backups and reliability to so that if we have a couple of things die, everything still runs smoothly, which hasn't always been true in the past, particularly for certain types of servers have been less available than others.
NFS,
yes.
Even.
However, we are getting to the point where now we can have more servers go offline. It still does stay online. We are adding a lot. In fact, we saw that with one of the newer releases of MediaWiki earlier. We have to add more servers, not just for capacity and growth, but feature growth. As we add more and more features like site notice and stuff like that to MediaWiki, we need more hardware. On an interesting note, we found out that in replacing Apache servers this year, the new Apache servers, I can put in 9 of them, and they can carry the load of 32 of the ones we used to use. So server technology has come a long way. Yeah, like 2 racks less servers. We have about 60 less servers than we did this time last year, and we carry more traffic on the existing servers. So, any other questions? Great. Thanks very much for coming, and thanks for listening.
There's another security announcement.